Thank you.
Learn and cows. Yeah. I'm cracking about the
Kelly, who are we waiting for?
We're waiting for Brigham.
What's your baby?
Oh, Brigham.
He already went for you. What's that?
The only reason I'm here, Sam, is
Doesn't Brigham know we're trying to get Corrine to a graduation?
I. Oh, it's a question. Yeah.
We're waiting until.
Brigham.
Can you send him a text, please?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. I'll go ahead and put on a question mark. We'll have like four of us text him. I always have to make sure it's the right Brigham Pompeo because he has a nephew who's a reporter for the Deseret News. That's not the one I want, but I have often split the two. Are you jumping on question mark? The
Yeah.
Jerry did say she could join if we needed, correct?
Yeah, she's not, or I can call her if if we need her to join.
Mean, it's not just me. I hate to have an entire group of people wait, but we can't do anything without a quorum.
All right. Who's the other person who could happen?
I can call Jerry and see if she can make it.
Yeah, let's get somebody.
Okay.
Yeah, just get her on audio.
I have to drop off, then the baton will just pass to Jesse.
Make sure all the votes are done before.
Yeah.
Bring another slide. Jerry's doing a try to call her too.
Yeah, I'll try to find her number. Okay. I'm texting. That's a gem.
Well, Brigham read it, so he knows. Oh, he's in Florence, Italy, and he said he let you know he couldn't make it.
I
Brigham.
did not get that message, but thank you for letting me know. I'll call Jared.
Mark, understands they're on the number. You're not able to win. I apologize. I don't know if we got that word. Florence.
We haven't done this yet, where we have not a problem.
Still, maybe. Just you, Jerry. So we can call Jerry. No.
We can, let's go ahead.
So I'm doing.
Okay.
What's that? Yeah, if they have a quorum.
You can do it as long as they have a quorum time.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if start the process and if we can get somebody. Yeah, you want to do.
So is it possible to run the process, have the vote with the members that are here, and then pending the like a UWC type that we send to the other members? A written consent?
No worries, man. Corianne, for the Open Meetings Act, I think we need to have the quorum present for at least for the vote. You could go ahead, Chair, you could go ahead with some like non-action items like the.
We don't have much. We just have the approval of the minutes and just a readout from Kelly.
Why don't you start with the company presentation about first company? I mean, if you do that.
We got to make sure Jerry Brigham's at dinner in Florence. So he's like, started eating. I think we need him. Did Jerry say she could if we needed?
She told me late last night she couldn't make it.
Oh.
And I said, we will have minimum quorum without you, but I'll call you if we have any problems. And I haven't heard back from her. So the other two are Jeremy, who's also out of the country, and then Judd. I'm not sure if Judd can join.
Jeremy's on a plane, I think.
Yeah, I don't think he's available. I'm not sure what why Judd can't, but...
Nominate Kelly's our newest board member. Sean, he can do a quick swearing in both hands. Well,
So what are our options? Just hang tight and see if we can get Jerry or Judd.
Yes, at the moment, that's what Jeff and Lance are trying to reach them. And once they've confirmed one way or the other, we can explore options. The other option, I mean, we can have the company start their presentation. So at least the rest of the board has heard it. We'll always move forward with that, Madam Chair.
I just like to make sure that the board members who vote understand. I mean, they have the materials, so, and everyone is supposed to have pre-read it. But I love to have the board members have an opportunity to meet the companies, but I do understand this feels like a tense episode of some movie or something.
That's really
So, Corinne, Jerry's part of the incentives committee, so very familiar with both of these incentives.
That's true. That's true.
So maybe we could just go through with that and hope to get her at the end.
All right.
For vote.
We do got Judd's joining us, so we don't have to interrupt Brigham's romantic dinner in Florence.
Okay, well then let's call the meeting to order officially. Thank you everyone for your patience. This is unusual that this has happened. It's like a stream of a series of unfortunate events. But with that said, if there's no objections, we'll adopt a motion to approve the minutes from the board meeting, the public board meeting that was held on April 9th in 2026. So hearing no objections, we'll approve those minutes. We will roll right to, we have two very compelling incentives today. So I will turn the control over to Jesse Turley, who's the chair of the incentives committee. Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We're going to go ahead and jump into our first incentive, which is Trig Minerals. Jen Wakelin will give us our introduction. After Jen's introduction, we're going to hear from Andre from Trig Minerals. So go ahead, Jen.
Thank you. Happy to be here. Happy to be introducing you to some of my best friends who are hoping to make Utah their next home for some really interesting work. I'm proud to introduce Trig Minerals. They are representing a project that is fairly unique. We are talking about 400 employees. However, it's kind of unique because half of those employees will be in Garfield, Utah, and half of those employees will be hopefully somewhere in Cedar City or Iron County. The location of that second operation has yet to be determined. We're in fact having some site visits today to help with some of that, work through some of the details. As you can see, 400 jobs across the two locations, $287 million in CapEx. And the average wage, which I'm really thrilled to share with this group, is over $75,000, way above the average county wage. With that, I will turn you to my dear friend Andre, as he explains a little bit more about the company and what they are intending to do here in Utah.
Great. Thank you, Jen. Thanks for those kind words. And thank you, everyone, for inviting us and considering our application for incentives. And yeah, it's quite exciting for us. Maybe just a quick snapshot of, I won't go through a whole presentation. I believe that you guys have got the materials on that. Just a quick snapshot of what we're doing. So we're actually an Australian company, soon to be, hopefully soon to be a US listed company on the NASDAQ. We're working through that. And we're hoping that'll come to fruition sort of in by the end of June. So, obviously, the SEC is a bit of a holdup, but we'll get there pretty quickly. So, quickly, our assets in the US at the moment are obviously the Antimony Canyon project, which I'll just give you a bit more details on in a few minutes. We also have a tungsten project up near Wendover in the Gold Hill area, also in Utah, and that is actually a tungsten deposit plus a fully permitted tungsten processing plant. So that's quite exciting for us, and so that's a next stage of development that we're going to be focusing on in a few months and kicking that off and start doing some work there. And then we have two other tungsten projects up in northern Nevada, which we'll develop over the next couple of years as well. But just coming back to the Antimony Canyon project, which is actually where I am at the moment. I'm on site. We're hosting Secretary David Bernhardt today for a site visit. So it's quite interesting for him to come down and see what we're doing as well. So basically, this area had been mined for many, many years. Back in the 1940s to support the war effort with antimony, but obviously small scale mining. And we acquired this project just over a year ago, and we're on site at the moment. We're drilling and defining what we think is going to be probably a huge resource. At minimum 10 years mine life, but we're probably looking at about 20 to 30 years mine life at least in the area. It's vast, a really vast mineralized area, which we obviously going to create a resource out of and build a processing plant just outside the town on some private property that we're busy negotiating to acquire as well. So what we're basically going to do is mine the antimony, probably surface mining methods. It's close to surface, quite a high grade deposit. Process it and concentrate it on site, and then transport it to Iron County or Cedar City. It's definitely going to be one of those two. We're not considering any other areas. Transport it to there where we're going to be building a smelter. So we've engaged a company called Metso. They're actually an international company, and they've designed a smelter for us. And we probably in the next few months going to kick off the detailed engineering design based around this technology that we're going to use, which is called top submerged launch technology. It's quite a new technology for the US. And it's also zero emissions technology, which we're also quite excited about. And it's probably in the region of about 200 employees at each site. So at the mine concentrator plant, about 200 employees, and about 200 employees at the smelter site. Total capital of close to $300 million for the two projects. And we hope to be starting some pilot mining on a small scale by the end of this year or early next year, and doing some pilot concentration work. And we're hoping by early next year to start some kind of construction work. Sorry, middle of next year, start some construction work on the smelter operations. And we hope to have that running by the end of 2028 or very early 2029. And all the products that we produce here, the antimony metal, antimony trioxide, will be sold within the US.
Thank
And
you,
that's a
Andre.
project in a snapshot, too.
We appreciate your presentation. What questions do we have from Andre from members of the board?
Jesse, I have a comment and then a question, if that's okay.
Thank you,
Yep.
Vic.
Yeah, appreciate it. This is to me a really, really exciting project. In a previous life, I was an operations manager of a bullet manufacturer, and
Okay.
antimony is used in lead. And it was a huge issue that the US relies almost heavily on imports for antimony. And so to have this resource in southern Utah, this is huge. Also, every single lead battery that we have in our vehicles relies on antimony. And so it's actually a very critical metal when it comes to most of the everything we do, relies on a lot of the antimony lead. So I'm very excited about this project. My question is on your workforce needs, looking at the spread of the employees, are these skilled laborers? Are they going to require additional training or degrees or tech college certification? Maybe talk to us about the mix of workforce and what the talent needs are.
Okay, so yes, there will be a definitely be a mix. There'll be very few unskilled sort of labor type jobs. There will be a lot of training involved and sort of semi-skilled people. But a lot of the workforces on the mine and the smelter will be sort of engineers, engineering type people or supervisors that are sort of technicians, etc. So we'll have mining engineers, chemical engineers, process engineers, and then you'll have your mix of sort of electricians, guys, we probably even have plumbers on site, etc. So just your tradespeople as well.
Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Vic. Any other questions from members of the board? Perfect. I understand that Caden Figgins from Garfield County may be on the line. Caden, are you with us? And David Johnson from Iron County. David, are you with us?
I am alive.
Hi, David.
Perfect. David, would you like to offer up your support? You're on mute.
Yeah, let's see.
Sorry,
Sorry,
we've got a
few people in our room. So can you guys hear me okay?
we can.
Okay. Yeah, we're excited for this project. I think it's already been highlighted that we're having 400 jobs between Iron County and Garfield County. And some of what was mentioned about antimony being used in bullets and things like that, it's used in plastics, ceramics, glass. There's a variety of uses, and one of the things we're really trying to do in Iron County is create synergies with our manufacturing and our processes. And for those that don't know, Iron County is the has the largest collection of energy projects in the state, of solar panels, enough to power half the homes in the state. And so to have American tungsten antimony here in Iron County is going to mean a lot. And hopefully creating more synergies for some of the manufacturing processes. But Andre and I have been working together for the last year or so with his team. And so it's just great to kind of see things come into fruition. So we're really excited for this project. And tomorrow we'll have Governor Cox and the mayor speaking at a big announcement event tomorrow here in Cedar City. So we're excited. Thank you for the time and consideration.
Thank you for your support, David. Kelly, can we go ahead and present the motion?
Yes, of course. The Governor's Office of Economic Development Board recommends Trig Minerals USA LLC for a RedTIP host performance refundable tax incentive. This incentive is not to exceed 9 years and a 40% rebate and state tax paid on new state tax revenue above the baseline established for the preceding 12 months. New state revenue is projected to be $41,362,361 over 9 years.
Thank you, Kelly. Who would like to make the motion?
I'll make the motion. This is Clint.
Thank you, Clint. Who would like to second?
Okay.
This is Vic. I'll second.
Thank you, Vic. Kelly, can we take a roll call, please?
Of course. Vic.
Yes.
Judd. Judd.
You're on mute, Judd.
Yes, sorry.
Okay. Okay.
We need it on the record. So Judd messaged that he is a yes.
Okay, yes. Perfect.
Flynn?
Yes.
Jesse?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Congratulations. Motion passes. Let's give them a round of applause. We look forward to amazing things from Trig, and hopefully you'll be back again soon for another incentive. We're going to go ahead and,
thank
since
you very
we
much,
have
guys.
Minimal time, we're going to jump right into our next incentive, which is Motorola Solutions. And Lance is going to give us our introduction, after which Jim Kompanik will give a brief presentation. Lance?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Excited to introduce Motorola Solutions. Great project bringing cutting-edge innovation, high-tech talent, and the future of aerial public safety technology. This further cements Utah as a premier destination for aerospace and defense, drone, aerial companies and opportunities, and really excited to hear from them and go through this incentive.
Thank you, Lance. Jim?
Yes. Good morning, Chair Clark and members of the board. My name is Jim Kompanik. I'm with Motorola Solutions, representing them here today. I'm joined by Matt Balke from our supply chain and Mark Baer from government affairs. As you may know, Motorola Solutions, we're a global leader in public safety and enterprise security solutions. And in August of last year, we acquired a company called Silvus Technologies, which is a leader in mobile infrastructure communications. The need for this Silvus Technologies product line is expanding at a very fast rate, necessitating a large manufacturing expansion outside of their Los Angeles home. So to that end, we are planning to make a significant capital investment in a new 165,000 square foot manufacturing facility in Salt Lake City this year. So very, very tight timeline. We believe this project aligns with the state's focus on both high wage jobs and targeting industries like advanced manufacturing, aerospace and defense. We're here this morning asking for the board's approval of the incentive committee recommendation for an EdTIF post-performance tax credit for this project. Thank you, and we'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you for your presentation, Jim. Any questions from members of the board for Jim?
Jesse, not a question, but a comment, if that's okay.
Thank you, Vic.
Yeah, thanks to Lance. We've been able to coordinate a lot of meetings with Matt, with Mark, with Jim, just talking about this project, what their talent needs might be. And I just want to commend the leadership from the Motorola team on how willing they are to partner with their institutions in K-12, at the tech college level, within higher education, University of Utah. They were really just a great group to collaborate with, just in addressing them moving to Utah. So hopefully this is something that we land and look forward to working with their team.
Thank you for your support and comments there, Vic. Any other questions from members of the board? Perfect. I understand that Peter Makowski from Salt Lake City would like to make a comment.
Yes, thank you. I'm here on behalf of our director, Lorena Rifo Jensen, and our mayor, and want to pledge Salt Lake City support for this project. We'd like to thank Jim and his team and Motorola Solutions for their investment in our city and bringing quality jobs to Salt Lake. Lastly, want to thank the board for your continued support of Salt Lake City and GoEd staff.
Thank you for your support, Peter. Kelly, can we go ahead and present the motion?
Yes. The Governor's Office of Economic Development Board recommends Motorola Solutions Incorporated for an EdTIF post-performance refundable tax incentive. This incentive is not to exceed 10 years at a 25% rebate and state tax paid on new state tax revenue above the baseline established for the preceding 12 months. New state revenue is projected to be $3,321,436 over 10 years.
Thank you, Kelly. Who would like to make the motion?
This is Vic. I'll motion.
Thank you, Vic. Who would like to second?
I'll second it. This is Clint.
Thank you, Clint. Kelly, can we go ahead and take a roll call?
Yeah. Then.
Yes.
Judd? Thank you, Judd. Oh.
The chat message to yes.
Yeah, Judd, that message, yeah. Clint?
Yes.
Jesse?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Congratulations. Motion passes. Let's give them a round of applause. Motorola, we're hoping for a lot more expansion here in the state of
Oh,
Utah.
so are we. I'll be moving there, so.
Well, good. Let's see if we can move a whole bunch more
Yeah, right. Thank you.
and expand here. Well, thank you. Congratulations, Motorola. With that is our two incentives for the day. So I'll turn the back over to you, Madam Chair.
So thank you, Jesse. And those are great incentives. So I'm actually going to turn it back to you to review the economic development zones because if I don't, I'm going to disappoint a 5-year-old like I never have
Okay,
before. Thank
perfect.
you,
Well,
everyone. Thank
thank you,
you.
Madam Chair.
Bye.
All right, Kelly, can you take us through the development zones?
Yes, we have several for we have 9 today. Todd, am I able to just do I have to read the full motion for each one of these?
You can do them all at once for one vote.
Okay.
If anybody has an objection to a particular one, we'll pull that one out and vote on it separately.
Okay, sounds good. So I'll read them all if that's okay with everyone, and then we can vote on them all.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. So the first several are for Northrop Grumman. Approve the creation of an economic development zone for Hill Air Force Base in support of their letter of request detailing the expansion of Northrop Grumman Corporation at Ogden Air Logistics Center, Hill Air Force Base, Utah 84056.
We just lost the call, right? Correct. I mean, how to do this right.
Okay, we'll do the next time then.
Yeah,
Okay. We will do these economic development zones at the next board meeting when we have quorum again.
we want to
So,
just get a
yeah.
text from Corrine saying yes.
She should be part of the meeting if she can chime
Do
in.
we, is it a problem for next time?
No.
No, it's fine. Can I bring?
All right, then
Okay.
we'll table this to the next board meeting. Jefferson Moss.
Yeah, I'll be. Just thank you to our team. I think we've had a lot of good discussions over the last few months about the types of incentives and how we're really leaning in on our targeted industries. And I think we continue to see awesome projects. So thank you. I think you'll also be excited as we roll out the strategic plan. We're not going to go through it today, but we'll provide it to you before the launch. You'll see a lot of things that we've discussed as a board. As part of that, particularly as we're evaluating these opportunities and how we're being very proactive as we go out and identify these types of opportunities. So just thank you for all your feedback to the board and to our team for continuing to do a fantastic job at helping us get the right companies here. That's all I have, Chair.
Perfect. Thank you very much for you and your leadership and the team. We definitely, as board, have seen some changes that, as board members, we're very excited about, and I think will benefit the state of Utah. With that, we'll go ahead and adjourn for the day, and thank you to our two incentives for the day. Congratulations. Take care.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah. So we got